Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And once again, today, we have a good friend, Bob Bartholomew, is with me on the program today. Bob lives right around the Ann Arbor area here, and I've known him for many years. And he's a father, he's a grandfather, he was a businessman. And over the years, he's fervently followed the Lord in different ways. And one of the things he talked about yesterday, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, was how the Lord, just in the last few years, as I said, Bob's a grandfather, and he said, after 45 years of following the Lord, something new began to happen in encountering the love of the Father, shifting him from what he described as a performance mentality, like doing the daily disciplines, which is a good thing, checking the boxes, which can be a really good thing to keep us on course, but that the Lord began to just move in him in a new way through really being inspired by going through the Encounter Ministries course. We had Patrick Rice on, one of the co-founders, recently, and he was describing the different elements of the school that they put together, and Bob was in that school. It began to really help him and impact him. So I asked Bob to come back today and said, let's just talk a little bit more about how that unfolded in his life. So welcome back, Bob.
Thanks. Good to be here again.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. So yeah, you began to experience the Lord and the Holy Spirit in a new way, the love of the Father. Mm-hmm. That expanded your heart, that freed you up, as you were describing. But then It also began to flow out of you to other people in the sense of The way you were loving people and how God was leading you to help them.
Right. Yeah. And in fact, it was actually during COVID when I made a decision to not go to all the Encounter courses in person. Yeah. They let me do it online.
Yeah.
And but then I thought, boy, it'd be nice to have some fellowship with people, because they provided kind of small groups at the Encounter. And so I called some friends, said, I'm learning stuff about the Holy Spirit. I'm learning how He can kind of speak to us, not just through Scripture, but sometimes you get an impression or you get an image, and that it works in that way. And I prayed with this one person, and they were healed, and that's never happened before. Would you be open to doing a book study with me, you and your wife? And then I talked to another guy and another guy, and my wife eventually joined. So, and then it turns out that was my, quote, project, unquote, for Encounter, was having a small group book study where I just tried to pass along what I'd been learning in Encounter.
Oh, so like in the Encounter course, you have a project that is a kind of an activation of what you were learning.
Yes.
Kind of put it, that's one of the things they're very strong about, is not just head knowledge, but say, okay, now you've been taught something, now let's now go do it.
Like
that.
Yeah. Okay. So the first book we read together was Lord, Renew Your Wonders by Damien Stain. Very nuts and bolts, how prophecy works, how healing works and things like that. And they've been coaching us and helping us. And the interesting thing about all that stuff is if you sort of practice it, it grows. So my wife was kind enough to let me pray over her when she had a cold or something like that. Mm-hmm. We were on vacation, and she had like five little things in a row. I prayed for all of them, and she was healed all those five times. And they were small things, and you kind of wonder, gee, was it psychosomatic? But that didn't deter me. And I just...
So you were stepping into Damien Stain, a Catholic very gifted and well-known all over the world in terms of healing, but teaching people about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and helping that come alive in a new way and understand it.
Right.
And so you guys dove in hungry and wanting to see what that was all about. And one of the things he does too is challenge you. Okay, well then just, here's what praying with people is about. Start praying with people.
Yeah, that was Damien's message that I really appreciated. That you start small and you sort of keep doing it. And I've been doing it for several years now. And I had a very fat arthritic knuckle disappear. Yeah. I mean, it didn't disappear, but it went down. I prayed over a guy's back and he was healed. And so I've had, several sort of semi-major things and lots of little things. But still I think the main thing I still am just in awe of is just Jesus himself, just being in his presence. And when I sort of ask him or talk to him, pray to him and say, where am I supposed to go with this stuff? The sense I get is, Bob, I love you. Just walk each day with me, be with me, and I'll kind of show you what I want you to do, mm-hmm. And so that sort of developed during this time. I had this book study and finishing the Encounter course, that God really has kind of a, he really wants a, almost like a conversation with us. It's not mm-hmm. something that you can hear, like he says something and then I say something and he says something. It's different for different people. Yeah. For me, it would be like I'd get a sense of something that maybe was from the Lord. And the only way I can describe it was as if it was a high-speed conversation back and forth. I mean, I did sort of sometimes question him. Mm-hmm. I would be like, is this right or is this whatever? And then it would take maybe 7 seconds, and I'd sort of have a sense of what he wanted me to do. But if somebody said, Bob, what happened? Well, I see the Lord said, you can go over here and do this. And then I said, oh, really? Yeah, then you can do this. And I can't explain it. It really wasn't a conversation like you hear. And it really was more I had to do approach it in faith. And I know some people get pictures in their head. This is what they taught us in Encounter, that mm-hmm. you get a picture or an image. So God can speak to us in different ways. And that was very much kind of, I was still having these morning prayer and the evening prayer, even when I was driving, a little bit like Brother Lawrence experiences, where I'd almost rather just be in God's presence than try to have to hear something or try to have to pray over somebody. He kept bringing me back to, this is where it's at, Bob, just being with me.
So starting practicing the presence of God.
Really, yeah.
Reality. I mean, we've all read books like that, or not everybody's read books like that, but they're there. And so you say, okay, I read it now. How does this begin to happen? What do I do exactly?
Yeah.
And what all the Catholic mystics and others say, it's whatever's happening is the Lord is leading us.
Yes.
And he's leading us on a journey. And for some reason, a few years ago, by the Lord's plan and timing, he began to work in you in a new way.
Yeah.
And you were learning from the beginning, like, well, this is new, Lord.
Yeah.
And is this you? And I really want to hear you. This is great.
Yeah.
But You just have to lead me. And so it's gentle, it's interior, it's personal, but it's also the Lord's heart, not only for you, but it begins to spill out for other people in different ways. And you have a hunger to help people, and he shows you little things. And so I think that's really true. Like the there's all kinds of people over the years I've heard say, well, the Lord kind of works with me in this way. I get impressions, or like you say, I get pictures, or I just get a little word in my heart. I just sense something. Mm-hmm. Or he said, go there and talk to that person or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's different, and we're all different. He makes us that way, but he wants us to, I love what you were saying. He wants us to just live in the love of the Father on a daily basis, and to let go of the performance and the moral striving and things like that can be a part of the whole relationship with God. He certainly wants us to be moral, but he wants it to flow from our security and our relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And then according to how he made us and how he wants to do it, he'll teach us how to hear him. And then he wants us to respond so we can join him in the work that he's doing. That's what I'm hearing in the things you're saying, which is really quite beautiful. Yeah. It's simple, but it sounds so new. It's like, really? How does it all work?
And I don't think I could have. I'm the kind of person who would love to have tried to learn that, because I was doing all the spiritual disciplines.
Yeah.
And I think the Lord just, he just had to say, I'm just going to give it to you and show you what it's like. And I wish I could say that. I mean, I know I sin less. But I remember the first year I was experiencing these prayer times, I would still get sort of kind of judgmental if somebody wasn't doing the right thing or doing something I thought was really wrong, maybe in a Christian way.
Mm-hmm.
My wife once said, why does that bother you so much? And I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
And another time when I was one of these.
So could it be even a stranger? Somebody you knew or just.
Well, this was a particular pastor who was saying something that was just a little off.
Okay.
And instead of just saying, well, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
He'll give a better sermon next week or something. Yeah. It sort of bothered me more than it should.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing I thought was sort of interesting. One of the first times it was in the first 15 days that I mentioned the other day. I'm just in the Lord's presence, and I know he cares about me being righteous, and he wants me to be holy, but he wants me to focus on him and not trying to fix myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just being so thankful, just, laying there. Frankly, I was laying in bed, just being with the Lord. And there was an interactive, instantaneous conversation, but I'll describe it like this. He said something like, Bob, you know how your wife says you think you're always right? said, yeah. And I kind of laughed because I felt like the Lord was sort of laughing about it. We were sort of a little bit of a chuckle. I mean, I didn't feel bad about it. I just, yeah. And he said, that's a satanic stronghold. Have your wife pray with you tomorrow morning when you wake up. Well, what a blessing. You know, I mean, he wasn't rude. It was just out of love. He just said that. And it just felt, like love on top of love. It didn't seem like nasty correction.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. It's like he was saying to you, you know, your wife's right, Bob. You know what I mean? And I want to heal that in you because it's part of a spiritual battle. Right. What do you mean by a stronghold?
Well, I think that's a term that I had heard, and mm-hmm. that I think my understanding is, even though Jesus has won the battle and Satan's very weak and evil spirits are nothing in comparison, I think if you get into the habit of doing something, you allow Satan, I think, to make it worse. And just and put little lies in your head, and then those lies stir around. You sort of think they're your thoughts, and it doesn't mean you're possessed or anything.
Yeah.
But it's just a little stirring up. The main problem was my flesh, I think, wasn't the evil one. But I felt like I had given him enough terror, given him enough anger, or whatever that, or I mean, I always thought I thought as far as science and medicine and spiritual stuff, I was, you know, really knew a lot.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what I sort of felt like. I was right here, I was right there, and I would like to show people how right I was or how smart I was in conversations. And it was a little on the obnoxious side for some people to receive, I think. But I think it was, you know, since he said it was satanic stronghold, at least that's what I thought I heard. I think it probably was. I don't think I was possessed. I think he was just saying, you know, you're allowing the evil one to lie to you.
Yeah.
I think
that's
what more like what he was saying.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And spiritual stronghold, we have habits that get ingrained in us.
Yes.
And there was pride there. Or
yeah, definitely.
Sometimes there's pride and insecurity kind of combined together, like I have to be right. You know, without even thinking, it becomes like a trigger.
Yes.
And we start talking that way, answering that way, and posturing ourselves that way. We hardly even notice it. Plus, we can't get rid of it. And the Lord says, you know, there's a little battle there, and you let somebody in, and I'm going to come now, and I'm going to take that away. I'm going to bring healing to you. And the Lord is very serious about those things, but he's a loving father, and he's gentle, is what you were saying. And he wants you to know. And then, of all things, your wife who said, you know, you're always right. You always think you're right, Bob. She's the one he asked you to, he said, talk to your wife in the morning and she'll pray with you.
Yeah.
So did that happen? And then
it happened. And I think that helped sort of, I think him saying that and her praying with me and me admitting it to her all kind of worked to kind of break down the idea.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of realized, you know, if I want to be good at anything, I want to be good at just being in God's presence, and I want to be good at sharing the love of God with others rather than being good.
Yeah. It's a little hard to sometimes even articulate, isn't it? Kind of how God, how the Lord works with us. And but I think this is good, Bob, just because the scripture says your heart cries out, Abba, Father. Mm-hmm. That word is our daddy.
Yeah.
And how hard it is for people to see, for us to see God the Father as our daddy, as our in a tender way that he wants us to. Mm-hmm. And then there's an amazing amount of stuff that flows from that when we come into that kind of surrender and a secure heart in him.
Yeah.
And we're able then to love and accept our weaknesses. But friends, join us again tomorrow. Bob's going to be back. We're going to have a few more stories. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.